I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts, and our guest, Sharon Ammon, Professor Emerita of Theater at St. Mary of the Woods College, is returning to St. Mary of the Woods the 21st. She'll be in the conservatory, and she'll be talking about her book, May Irwin, Singing, Shouting, and the Shadow of Minstrelsy. May Irwin, a figure on stages from the 1880s through the 1920s, a new person to me, a new book. Delighted to have a chance to talk with you, Sharon. Tell us who this May Irwin was.
She was probably a bigger star than even Sophie Tucker in her day. She was born in Canada. She came down to New York when she was just a little girl with her sister, and she had a sister act. And then she became one of the biggest vaudeville stars in America.
How did you hear about this woman, and what sorts of resources have you used for your book?
I ran into her when I was doing some dissertation work, really a very long time ago. It's been like 25 years. I've been working off and on May Irwin, and I had seen that she was announced as the Secretary of Laughter by Woodrow Wilson. And I thought, this is an interesting woman. I'd never heard of her. I started researching it and did a little bit of a paperwork on it. And then I discovered that she was an enormous star. She's in the New York Times every day from 1880 to 1920, more than Marie Dressler, more than Sophie Tucker, more than anyone of that period. And yet she's been lost. There hasn't been any full-length work on her until Illinois University Press decided that they would publish my book.
What sorts of things did she do?
She did a lot of comedy about her girth. She has a wonderful poem that I'll be reciting called The Hooks and Eyes That Once Were Friends She'll Never Meet Again. And, yeah, it was a really funny thing. She did a great many songs, all sorts of songs, some ethnic songs, and she did sing racist songs, though never in blackface, that pretty much everybody sang at that time. And only recently are we starting to look at those songs and see the detrimental effect it had on the African-American community. And she was quite a feminist and quite outspoken, very strong politically. She even thought she could tell Woodrow Wilson in 1915 that he wasn't supposed to go into World War I.
Oh, my goodness.
That didn't work out. She sent him a telegram telling him he shouldn't do that.
No kidding. Now, I note that you also maintain that in addition to being a singer, a raconteur, a writer, she was a real estate mogul, suffragette, and cookbook author.
Yes, she managed to keep all of her money throughout her long life, which is quite a feat. She managed to avoid all scandal. She managed to raise two fine young men. And she authored a cookbook. It's a great cookbook. I have a copy of it. It's 1904, and it has recipes on one side, and on the other side it'll have jokes and monologues and songs. And some of them are still really, really funny. So I'm going to share some of those, and people will have an opportunity to purchase the book if they want to, and to have some refreshments and to ask me questions. And I'm going to be singing a little bit, and it'll be just a lot of fun.
Sharon Ammon, Professor Emerita of Theater at St. Mary of the Woods College, she returns to St. Mary of the Woods on the 21st at the Conservatory to read from her book and talk about May Irwin, Singing, Shouting, and the Shadow of Minstrelsy. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.